Blog Talk Radio.
Put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
it. So everything that we need, to sustain our health, is here in the garden. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. According to 1 Corinthians 9:25. Now, before I quote any other same scriptures or references that God made to us on life or health, and to show you just how concerned the Most High is, I want to share with you something that I had recently just uncovered. Spices, USA Inc. This is a note on elevated levels of lead in ground turmeric. And this was really important to me because I know the benefits, the many health benefits that's in the turmeric. And so when I saw this, it did catch my eye right off. And it says, well, the contact number was posted there, the announcement. Hialeah, Florida, Spices USA Inc. is recalling 772 bags, 50 pounds each of tasty sour ground turmeric used for further manufacturing or repacking because it contains elevated levels of lead. Customers are warned not to use the product. Lead can accumulate in the body over time, and too much of it can cause serious and sometimes permanent adverse health consequences. Tasty sour ground turmeric was distributed in Florida and New York and in the Dominican Republic, France, Colombia, Jamaica, and Barbados. Spices USA Inc. sells its products to distributors and repackers, not directly to customers. Product was packed 50 pounds yellow polypropylene bags printed with the following information: brand, tasty sour, size, 50 pound bag, lot number 120674. Used by 4/2018. Country of Oregon and India. The recall was initiated after FDA informed us of positive sample results of the contained elevated levels of lead. Upon making a proper inquiry upon the root cause of this problem, our firm believes that the only possible explanation resides directly in the plant in India where the product was packed. The product was not handled, modified, or opened by Spices USA Inc. before shipping to buyers. No illnesses have been reported to date in connection with this problem. All buyers have been contacted by Spices USA Inc. and advised to either return or destroy the product and to contact their customers with the same instructions if this product was repacked under another label. Customers who have purchased the tasty sour ground turmeric are urged to return to the place of purchase for a full refund. Customers with questions may contact the company representative at 1-800-583-0254 for hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to keep you informed as the information comes by me, I am going to share it with you. That is my passion. That's what I'm here for, is to share with you the Creator's plan for you, what the Creator has in store for you, and to also bring to your attention, your awareness, the things that could be, you know, have caused your life or your health to be compromised. And Yahweh said, "Behold, I've given you every good herb, every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, in every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." Genesis, that's in Genesis. Yahweh says that in Genesis 1 and verse 29. And also, what Yahweh says in James 4 and 17, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." So you know what Yahweh says for us to do, and we decide that we want to go on our own understanding. That's sin, because you're denying the will and the spirit of the Most High. So when you deny the Most High, you are committing a sin. The full soul, lotus and honeycomb, but the hungry soul, every bitter thing, Proverbs 27:7. That's where I could see that it would come in to benefit us very much so if we were to have a time set aside to fast. By the time you over get through your fast, you're hungry, and like the word says, that even hungry, every bit of thing is sweet. So now you're open, you're going to be more susceptible to indulge in things, in something that is good for you, that is healthy for you. So if you're going to go on a fast for a while, prepare in advance what you're going to consume, what your next meal will be. So when you're hungry and you won't just reach for whatever the first thing is available, you already have something that's good set up and lined up for you. Point that I would bear in mind. I always try to keep something. I always keep a nice smoothie, a fruit smoothie, a vegetable smoothie in the refrigerator at all times, because I don't always want to feel like cooking anything. So I will always have something that I know that I can just go in the refrigerator, take a glass and pour it. And it also keeps me from being hungry. Let me go to one of my favorite things.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. Liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high. No more will we cry. Yeah. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains, send a shackle from our minds.
to the people, motherland representer. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seen, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here. Life's not all fair. Work till we fall dead. Lord, going hard till I earn like a poor girl. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth. Know just what you're worth.
That cast out be thy house, and thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own self, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth exceedingly. Isaiah the prophet. Now, you're going to, from this point on, if you know better, you're going to make it a point to try to be better for ourselves. Philippians 4:4-13 tells us, I can do all things through Yahshua, which strengthens me. All things. I can do all things through Yahshua, which strengthens me. And Proverbs 23:7 tells us, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you think that you are able to do what God is telling you to do, you shall do it. You shall be able to do it. Look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which we see not are eternal. That's according to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4, that is, and verse 18. Now, down here in Romans tells us that, I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2.
Let them break our hearts. Would you let them?
But when I'm going to take them lesson, I'm going to sit down in a them class.
But that corruption get to you, it's when I go back. Jah bless the every step on the rocky road we march. Always have love in our we heart. But see ya now, it's my positive and sure. Every day the rich I get rich and the poor I get poorer. Unite the people in and from the diaspora. No corruption now, come through the door and say amen.
Don't you lose your way. Material couldn't make I share. We have love and happiness, so we'll be alright. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yes.
Would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them?
Get them on,
love, papa. Would you let them break us apart?
Nah, nah.
Would you let them?
No, we would not never, yes.
Would you let them break our hearts?
Yes,
would you let them? Together they can't break us, we are strong. Divide us and the road leads to destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood.
Thank you, Rosalia. I'm the diamond of the enemy spiritual family. Blog Talk Radio. In the next air program, I will air will be, if y'all willing, it will be Wednesday at 6 a.m. I try to air an episode on Wednesday and Friday weekly. And I really look forward to sharing information with you. I'm truly, truly passionate because we are all going to get better. We can do better, and I give thanks to the Most High for making this available to us, for us, to sustain us and to keep us, because the Most High has for us. Not going to just put us here and leave us. He's going to give us what it is that we need to keep us, that we might have life and receive life abundantly. The next thing I intend to do today is to make my own almond. I'm going to make my almond milk. The other day I made my soybean milk, which was really delicious. It's really delicious. And while I'm making it, I'm discovering different things, little ideas come to mind as the different things I can do with it. More enhance the taste of it. So I thought that the next time I do the soybean milk, I'm going to put strawberries in it. So I'm going to have strawberry soybean milk. Yeah, and I can just use all different types of food that I can use to blend with add a little extra taste and zest to my soybean milk, because soybean by itself it has a little white bland taste. So you don't want to let that prevent you from getting the best possible thing stuck in you. So you just touch it up a little bit. You enhance it. So that's what I intend to do. So today, wish me well. And I wish you all stay well. This is Sister Rosalia with the Garden of Gethsemane. Love Talk Radio. Hopefully, prayerfully, God so willing, I will be with you again on Wednesday.